Here at the Community Health Advocate School, our students come with different sorts of traumas. And, you know, I could honestly say that on a daily basis, we're dealing with something. And so it ranges. We are currently dealing with bullying, whether it's face-to-face bullying or cyberbullying is a huge issue right now at our school. We're dealing with victims of child abuse. Homelessness, runaways, prostitution, students who have experienced seeing a family member be shot or have been shot themselves. Sometimes, you know, death in the family. Sometimes, you know, because of illness, long-term illness, or, you know, violence in the community. You know, we have children who are in foster homes or group homes, and so helping them deal with, you know, the impact of not having parents. A lot of our students are being raised by grandparents. A lot of our students are on probation. They've already been in trouble with the law, and so, you know, that brings a whole different dynamic. And how do I grapple with that and also focus on coming to school every day and studying? The other thing is poverty. That's trauma that students face when, you know, they don't have enough food to eat sometimes. Sometimes we realize that the food we provide at school is sometimes the only meal that they'll have, which also is the reason we decided to be one of the only high schools in Los Angeles Unified School District to provide breakfast in the classroom. And we wanted to do that because, you know, what that is we'll bring the breakfast into their advisory where they're having the community circles, and they get to break bread with their peers and their teachers. And then hopefully, right, if every student eats, we know that at least they started off with breakfast in their bellies before they start their, you know, their classes. We worry about the traumas that students are faced with greatly because we understand that if we're not addressing the needs that arise out of, you know, a student who has experienced trauma, then it's going to be so much more difficult for us to get them to be able to focus and concentrate and really learn. And so that's why for us, you know, building community, creating resources for them, or not so much creating, but tapping into resources, having communication with parents and families, and also helping families when, you know, they're affected by whatever it is that the issues that they're experiencing. You know, when you start to put all of those things together, then it makes it easier for the student to really succeed. And I mean, that's really our goal, right? Is to make sure they graduate from high school, number one, and that they're prepared to go to college. Because obviously, you know, if they are able to go to college, they'll attain, you know, post-secondary education, and then, you know, be able to contribute positively to their family and their community. And then obviously to, you know, our larger society.